Now, imagine you're watching a panel discussion on primetime and suddenly your screen goes blank. And then you learn it's not the fault of your television, but that the state broadcaster has been closed because the government wants to save money. Well, that's what has happened in Greece overnight. The state broadcaster ERT has been closed down by the government there to save money. All employees numbering around 2,500 have been suspended. Now, the government says the company would reopen as soon as possible. Let's speak to Professor Helena Sheehan. She's an academic and an activist who has been demonstrating overnight following the closure of the broadcaster. Professor Sheehan, good morning to you.
Colimera.
Tell us what happened last night.
Well, the news broke yesterday afternoon that the state broadcaster ERT would be going off the air at midnight. So there was a call for people to come to the station, the main station in Athens, at 7 o'clock. So I answered the call and was outside for several hours, and I was also inside occupying the station for a while as well. And it was just the most amazing scene. I'm glad that you mentioned to your viewers to think about if it was RTE, because it is the exact equivalent.
Not to be giving
of
them
the government just suddenly deciding that by ministerial decree, without going into Dáil Éireann, and even Fine Gael doing it without getting the consent of the Labour Party, because, by the way, Neo Democratia don't have the consent of the other two parties, DMAR and PASOK, and just doing it, and not only announcing that they're going to do it by midnight, but they actually started doing it at 10, and by 11:30 it was gone.
Helena,
imagine that.
In the hours between the announcement and them actually shutting it down, I gather that a lot of people who wouldn't have had an awful lot of time for the government were brought on air to express their views in the final few hours of broadcast.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of people now would be very critical of ERT, the way a lot of people in Ireland might be very critical of RTE, as maybe not giving proper voice to all points of view. And sometimes, I would say this myself, speaking with the voice of the masters of the universe. And nevertheless, if this happened to RTE, I'd be out there as well. So a lot of the people that were there last night protesting were people who were actually very critical of ERT. But in the broadcast that went out between the time it was announced and it was taken off the air, and is continuing now on live stream and on other frequencies, they were doing the sort of broadcasting they should have been doing all the time. And yes, it was one voice after another denouncing the government and denouncing the Troika. And the scene outside of ERT was fantastic last night. It was one of the most powerful and beautiful demonstrations I've ever seen. And I'm an activist for a long time, and I've seen quite a lot. I mean, they were singing these Theodorakis songs and, you know, waving flags and clenching their fists in the night air. It was so powerful. And the immediacy of the situation made it very powerful.
Helena, as you said, a lot of people have been critical of ERT, as most people are of their state broadcaster, while it had been running. But how reflective would it have been of the mood of the country over the last couple of years? Would it have reported in full with the state's backing on the level of protest and disillusionment there was amongst Greek people?
Well, the Greek people I know say no. They say no, that it wasn't doing that. But, I mean, I've been living in Dublin. I come and go to Greece,
yes.
So... But that's what the people I talk to in Greece say to me, that it hasn't been doing that satisfactorily.
8:30, I'll get to the news headlines in just a moment. And the plan for the station now, they don't plan to close it forever, do they?
Well, they say that they're going to reopen it again in a scaled-down way, and that obviously means with, you know, even more handpicked people. And, you know, it'll be something different. But there's a massive reaction. You know that all media unions are on strike today, and there's the two major unions, the private and the public sector unions, are calling for a general strike tomorrow.
Professor Leila Sheehan, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Professor Sheehan in Athens on the closure, the sudden closure of the state broadcaster in Greece overnight.